it's rather a bit of an interesting story. I started off, I mean, had a good family life at home and everything. Nothing seemed out of the ordinary. I grew up with two parents who loved each other. I mean, they stayed married until, which is getting to the next part of my story, until my dad passed away. Passed away with cancer in 2007. At the time, they were very strong supporters of me. They would support me financially and all of that stuff. And when he passed away, the money dried up. And I found myself in a really deep hole, owing bad debts. I was in alcohol, a bit of everything. It got to the point that I couldn't work anymore. I was on antidepressants. It was kind of almost a strange, vicious cycle, because I couldn't go to work because I was on the wrong antidepressants, but if I took the right antidepressants, it would make me sleepy, which would mean I would still not be able to go to work, and just kind of kept on going like that. I mean, it was antidepressants, then went to anti-seizure medications, all that fun stuff. And one day, I had to go to the psych ward, and basically, I was told to get off my medications, and I'm thinking to myself, buddy, the psychiatrist, you know, I'm the one in the psych ward, and you're telling me that to get off the medications, who's the crazy one now? But so anyways, I had basically nothing to hold on to. Felt suicidal, the whole nine yards. And a very good friend of mine, actually he's our sound man right now, used to be our bass player down at our church. Anyways, he's a good Christian fellow, and then he started talking to me and all that, and, you know, taking me out to lunch, you know, and that sort of thing, treating me like a person. And I thought, there's something about that guy, you know. And anyways, I was kind of back and forth going to the hospital and that, and he actually brought me to the hospital once. And I was feeling depressed, and maybe the timing wasn't right at the time, but he started talking about us being sinners, and I'm thinking, you're not making me feel much better right now. And I thought, buddy, if I see you next time around, I'm locking the door. You're not coming anywhere close to me. But you know what? A good sign that God is around, Jesus is around, is that when you have a good community church where there's people who are willing to help you, to serve you. And I think sometimes God calls you, you know, with his people. And it's like that. I mean, the compassion that I felt, I mean, it was overwhelming. To the point that I asked the pastor, I said, I need to have what you have. You know, I need to be saved. And sure enough, I was saved. It was an interesting experience. But anyways, after that, for some reason, I mean, I heard George Meyer say this once, and it was kind of the weirdest, funniest little comment, you know, like during Pentecost, the first sign of the Holy Spirit was, you know, the people speaking in tongues. And, you know, the first thing that would change would be your tongue. And the gutter mouth went away. I didn't try to force it or anything. It just went away. I didn't need the antidepressants. Started working. I worked full-time for the first time in my life ever since. I've been working ever since. And I praise Jesus for it. From basically a wreck to right here in Cape Breton right now. It's enjoying a vacation, you know. It's yeah. So, yeah.